With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump continues to doubt Ukraine's desire to reach a peace deal with Russia. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
On the one hand, the president believes Ukraine wants to make a deal, but on the other, he's expressing doubt.
I'm finding it more difficult, frankly, to deal with Ukraine, and they don't have the cards.
And he says Moscow might be a more reliable negotiating partner.
Getting a final settlement, it may be easier dealing with Russia, which is surprising because they have all the cards.
Donald Trump's criticism of Ukraine and embrace of Russia's Vladimir Putin has upended U.S. foreign policy and rattled European allies who are scrambling to support Ukraine and bolster their own defenses. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Conservative activists and organizers are urging conservatives in Congress to support a clean continuing resolution to avert a government shutdown in a memo organized by the Conservative Action Project.
The memo reads, quote, "Conservatives support President Trump's efforts to streamline and rebuild a federal government that works for the American people. As the March 14th funding deadline approaches, we support President Trump and his efforts to pass a continuing resolution, or CR, to September 30th and urge all conservatives in Congress to do the same." The letter comes as House Republican leaders prepare a clean CR until the end of the fiscal year on September 30th to avert a shutdown after a March 14th funding deadline. President Trump has backed this plan. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Brush fires on New York's Long Island, fanned by high winds, have picked up quickly. The blazes are spewing thick gray smoke into the sky and closed one major highway on Saturday. Facing spiking energy demand, U.S. states are pressing for ways to build new power plants faster as policymakers try to protect residents from higher electric bills and keep their economies on track. The spike in demand is being driven in large part by AI and the race to make it bigger and stronger. This is SRN News. An Australian nurse has been charged with making threats after she appeared in an online video saying she would not treat Israeli patients. Sarah Abdulabed, a Muslim, faces three federal offenses and has been released on bail. She and another nurse, Ahmed Nadir, were suspended from Bankstown Lidicombe Hospital in Sydney, 2 months ago over an online exchange with an Israeli influencer. Abdulabed said she would not treat Israeli patients, while Nadir said he had killed Israelis. The hospital examined patient records and found no evidence that the nurses had harmed anyone. The Census Bureau is seeking permission to delete questions about so-called gender identity from a monthly survey. The agency says the request is being made to align with President Trump's order to strip federal money from programs that promote gender ideology. At the same time, the statistical agency has canceled a spring meeting for an advisory committee set up to provide guidance for the 2030 census. This is SRN News. Utah lawmakers have sent a bill to the governor that would do away with the state's universal mail-in voting system.
The legislature approved a proposal requiring voters to opt in to receive their ballots in the mail, meaning they would no longer get them automatically. Voters who want to return their ballots by mail or to a drop box would need to include an ID number. If Governor Spencer Cox does sign the bill into law, it would change the voting system in the only Republican-led state that allows all elections to be conducted by mail without a need to opt in. Jason Walker reporting.
Steph Curry has become the 26th player in NBA history to score 25,000 career points, reaching the milestone during the third quarter of the Golden State Warriors' 115-110 victory over the Pistons last night. He did it, of course, on a three-point shot. This is SRN News.